I did some research on the internet as to what people think about paid leave. And I know we've seen these already, but this says, getting hurt at work is the new paid vacation. The person who made this was obviously so injured that he forgot how to spell paid. So we can thank Google for that high-quality e-card. In this presentation, I'm going to talk about workers' compensation, assault leave, family medical leave, and finally, temporary disability leave, and then tie it all together with what type of leave is appropriate and available, depending upon the circumstances of the employee's injury. So workers' compensation, what is that? Well, it will pay for new teeth, I guess, if you get hit in the face with a cinder block in your physics class. But generally, it's compensation that pays for the medical treatment of a work-related injury or illness. And public employers, like school districts, are required to insure their employees, either through an insurance carrier or through self-insurance. All right, I'm blowing through these. I'm sorry, I talk really fast, so slow me down if my mouth catches on fire up here, I guess. It will also replace a portion of the worker's lost wages if the employee is out of work for more than 7 days. And those are called temporary income benefits. And an employee may be eligible for workers' compensation if he or she is injured in the course and scope of the employment. So that's what we look at, the course and scope. That's an activity that has to do with the work, the business, the trade, or the profession of the employer, and that is performed by the employee when engaged in the furtherance of that business. And this is not limited to injuries that happen on an employer's premises. So think about a field trip or an injury that happens to an employee maybe at a sporting event at another school district.